Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
On the Mike Calta Show, it's 102.5 The Bone. Frank Caliendo is here hanging out with us. Frank is going to be at the Capitol Theater on Saturday, June 9th at 8 o'clock. Tickets on sale, 727-791-7400 or RuthEckertHall.com. Frank has done a lot of things, but he was on Mad TV, which we started talking about before the break. So they did try to bring back the Mad TV.
Yeah, I knew a couple people that had gone and do little guest parts on it. But it was kind of weird to me because they brought in a new cast, and then they would have all the old, not the old, but the original. The original run people. And those people are such big personalities compared to the new people.
Yeah.
That I didn't get what they were doing. And it was like, you know, Will Sasso be on, I'm Kenny Rogers, and you're not going to get paid attention to. So you have these brilliant people coming back and doing these, you know, things. And this new cast was pretty brilliant, too. But they hadn't developed yet.
Right.
So you need this. So everybody was watching the fans of the old show waiting for more of the old show people to come back.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
That's unfair.
And yeah, it's weird. I just think you got to move on and do your own thing, but it was probably in the agreement that they made is that's why we're
going to let
show.
You do the show.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are a couple of those people that would probably want that gig too. Like Bobby Lee would have probably taken that.
I've seen Bobby Lee and he'll do anything where he can take his shirt off.
or his pants.
Yeah, his pants. Yeah. Kreischer's more shirt. He's more
exactly.
Full body.
Now, let me ask you about him. You think he's gay?
Who?
Bobby Lee?
Yeah.
Me
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
I think that's why he's crazy.
There's a little bit of everything going
on. But I think he doesn't want to admit that he's gay. That's my big thing with him. So when he was here, we knew him for 5 seconds. He was already naked. Literally 5 seconds.
But you've heard some of the stories about camp and stuff for him. Right?
Yes, yes.
Getting candy.
But it's even worse is that we went out. We had girls in the studio that day. He didn't care at all. Then we went out to dinner that night before the show. And my buddy showed up who was a handsome kid. And he got up to go to the bathroom, and Bobby's like, what's his deal? Where'd he come from? I was like, oh, okay, I see what's going on here. And I looked at him, I go, you're gay. And he's like, you think so? I go, yes, I do.
Do.
You think
so?
Yeah. He's like, you think so?
They have those eyes, and do you think so?
There's a great video floating around of him and his girlfriend. Have you seen this? Where they do a podcast together, and she says on the podcast something about it, his money, and she says, come on, honey, you know if the money wasn't there, we wouldn't be together. And he just goes, and he puts his head down, and it's at the moment it sinks into Bobby Lee. She's
I remember
him.
That when he had a girlfriend at Mad TV when we were there, and she thought he was gay.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like right. We all talk about it. It's
right,
just something.
Right.
It's either like the greatest secret, you know, quote unquote, in the world, or it's something he's playing up magically.
Yeah.
Like that it gets you to talk about it. I mean, it's not a stigma, right?
No,
in this day and age, it's just normal.
No, but if you say to somebody, you're gay, and they go, you think so?
Yeah.
Then, you know what I mean? Like, if I said to you, you're gay, you go, no, I'm not.
Sometimes you get on the road,
nobody knows what's going on. He did walk in the studio with another burly man.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's from the theater. Yeah. Come on.
He's not your type?
I wouldn't be with a bear.
Yeah.
No.
Don't show me that ring, sir. Like, that's going to do anything.
Yeah, that means no. I'm married. I don't have my ring on. So.
Yeah. I don't wear my ring either. Why don't you wear yours? To pick up chicks?
Yeah, to meet ladies. No, it's when I was fatter, it used to dig in, and it would actually injure. Wouldn't call it an injury, a pain that would run all the way up my arm, and it was like tendonitis of some sort, and it would just bother me, and I'd always be messing with it and stuff like that, but it was really more that pain, and I used to draw it on.
Like a Sharpie?
Yeah, I don't love her that much anymore.
You didn't take it off. You don't love her that much?
I used to really care. That was about 3 years in. And
Yeah, Howard Stern got a tattoo ring, and I went, "Oh, that's a little crazy."
The tattoo, and I'm like, "That's kind of part."
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
I don't like mine now. Like you, yours dug in. Mine is so big, so that it doesn't dig in. That it actually gives me like finger scoliosis. Like I could see my finger bending from wearing it.
Yeah,
and I don't like it. And it's not like once I take it off, the women are flocking to me. Yeah, you know what I mean? My wife couldn't care less. I mean about the ring, not about the women.
Yeah, see, my wife's a gun owner, so yeah. I got to be real.
Right.
She grew up with a dad who was, you know, a special agent and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got, like, the Fokker treatment when you guys started dating?
Not that I know of, actually.
Uh-huh. He tested
was
your blood.
Discreet. He was uh-huh. that discreet. So,
how long have you been married?
14 years in August, yeah. And I waited... Joey, my son, we had him 11 months in because she told me it was going to take a while because all her friends weren't fertile.
Right.
Apparently, we were just farmers. Yeah. Just going. So I was like, so the family got going right away.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm at that point now. My son's 13. We were buddies for the longest time.
You're about to break my heart.
Oh, no, it's tough.
Mine's 11.
11.
It'll be 12 this year. He's already starting to be a dick.
Mine's just kind of ignoring me. And like, I wanted to go see, we always go to this movie theater I pick, one of those fancy movie theaters, to go see Marvel movies.
Right.
I'm like, hey, you want to go see...
Go ahead. Avengers? I already know what you're going to say because I have a kid in that name.
And he goes, Dad, I kind of want to go with one of my friends.
Oh, I didn't get that yet.
Oh, no, that's what he said is, I want to go with one of my friends. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I was trying to be tough, but I was like, oh, man, this is...
Can you take them? Well, does the friend... Are you uncool to go with friends?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I don't think I wouldn't want to. My wife will probably be there at the theater. She'll probably get a job at the theater just for the day. I don't know, but I don't even see him that much anymore because of Fortnite.
Fortnite, guys. We all lost our kids to Fortnite.
Here's my impression of my son playing Fortnite. Yeah. What did you? What is the way? What did you do? What is the world with that? Until 2:30 in the morning on a school night.
I'm so glad you're saying this. I walked in there and I went, you got to be out of your goddamn mind. This is screaming coming here like there's a murder going on.
Crazy.
Yes.
And it's constant. And I would say, let's go outside and get some exercise. Let's shoot some hoops, have a catch.
Yeah.
But he's getting more exercise from the screen. His stomach workout. I can't believe his arms are Kermit the Frogging.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm so glad you said that. You just described my exact scenario.
It's like, kids I know that are the real athletes that are in the soccer tournaments and stuff like that, basketball tournaments, they bring their Xboxes with them.
Yep, they travel with them.
Hook them up, and they play Fortnite during the Fortnite. I'm offering my son heroin just to get away from Fortnite. It's
we were
crazy.
In France a couple of weeks ago in Paris, and my son is.
You
playing.
Play Fortnite?
Yeah.
You play Fortnite?
So much yelling. My son is playing it on his phone. And I go, come on, the Eiffel Tower is outside your window. Put that thing away for a little while.
Yeah, do they have any skins there?
How much money have you invested into this?
I don't know.
A lot, right?
I'm sure there's been some, but they don't. Everything you buy gives you a better look.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. Clothes.
Yeah, every once in a while, there's a new gun or something like that.
Right.
But it's, My son's a pretty smart kid too. He's follows after me, and he recognizes things like when the all school walkout kind of thing happened.
Right.
He's like, Dad, these guys, all these kids, all my friends, they're all walking out, and then they go play Fortnite.
Fortnite.
They go shoot each other and scream, and I'm gonna kill
them.
He's like, they don't get it. I was like, all right, well, you do get it. But keep your mouth shut. You're gonna get in trouble.
I said to my son. He kept, can I get a dollar? I look at him and I go, listen, don't ask me every 5 seconds for a dollar. Spend a couple of dollars a week. Don't go crazy. If I look down, you're going nuts. I'm going to take it away from you. Just don't tell me. That worked good for a little while. Then it turned into, Dad, there's a thing on there. And I go, I told you. He goes, yeah, but this is $10. And I go, I mean, do we really need it? He goes, oh, nobody else has it. And okay, good.
Nobody else has it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody in the world's playing the game.
Right. Now it's. Smarter negotiation. It's what can I do for $50? Like what can I? And
that's
I just moved, so I'm like, well, Daddy's got 62 guitars. I need to go up 2 flights of stairs. get him going.
That's a smart. Yeah, oh, that's a good. That's a good businessman right there.
Yeah, I mean he's good. He'll ask me what chore he could do, and then he'll do it, and then he'll way overcharge me. I could have tackled it and had somebody come over for the half of what he charges. Right,
but then he's your son, and you're like, ha, come on, buddy. Yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I was poor when I was a kid. I didn't have any of these games. Take whatever you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm in that same thing. And I remember hearing that my son does it like this because he really does understand money and almost to a fault. But at the point, he understands it, but at the same time, he really wants stuff because he's still just a 13-year-old kid. He's right. Like, Dad, there's this. God, it's $50.
The same line of BS from every kid.
And he'll say, it's so stupid that I want this. And then he'll just follow me around for a while because he knows I love the bother-son attention.
Right.
Because I don't get it anymore.
Yeah.
So then he'll just be hanging around going, it is dumb, right? It's stupid to want this, but it's just, I can't live without it, Dad.
You are really helping my son out right now because now I thought maybe he was just had some.
No, they're all. Tested. I mean, they're all. I can't believe. So it was maybe six months ago. Mm-hmm. He said to me, "Yeah, there's this free game everybody's playing," and he's like, "It's just it's okay." And then everybody started playing.
Do you play any games?
I don't really play much anymore.
Like I only play Call of Duty, and I was still pretty into it when Fortnite came out. So my son came in and introduced it. He said, listen, let me put this on your computer, on your PS4. I think you're going to like it.
Right.
So he tried to sucker me into playing because he's like, I know he likes Call of Duty. Maybe I can get him to play this game.
Right.
And once I had to build stuff, I was like, all right. Yeah. Daddy just likes to shoot people's face off. Yeah. He does not want to build
it. Yeah, every once in a while, I go back and play Zelda.
Yeah.
Like the original gold cartridge. make it work. But no, I never got into first-person shooters. I don't know why. And he didn't like them either. But they can't communicate with each other. You see two kids, 12, 13 years old, two boys. Two girls could talk for an hour.
Yeah.
Two boys, they'll just go, hey. We went to see an arena football game with a friend. The two kids didn't look at each other in the eye, but they get on a screen, look at the screen. They can talk to each other like they're best friends
from
college. It's unbelievable.
I went to a hockey game last Friday night. With my friend had a suite, and it was him and his son, and me and my son are about the same age. And they got along pretty good. They talked on the way there, and we got there, and we watched the game a little bit. And then some adults in their late 30s came, and they started talking to the kids, and then Fortnite came up. And at some point in the game, I turn around, and my son's got his phone out playing Fortnite, and all the adults are asking him, so what do you do when you go in there? And I went, oh, look at this. Look at this going on. We got a playoff hockey game going on over here.
And to play the game, all you the kids, all they need is one little leader to get them into it, yep. And then it's like open the door. My son, I hate to one-up you, but my son pulls his phone out at the Super Bowl. I don't really hate
you. Should have smacked him. You should have smacked him.
But it was like, well, go, same thing. Super Bowl, he's got his game. And what are you doing? Playing Madden. This was a couple years ago. I'm like, you're playing Madden during the Super Bowl?
At the Super Bowl, yeah.
Do you know what I had to do to get these tickets?
Do you, speaking of Madden, is he still around anymore?
His birthday was the other day. He's like 84 years old.
Yeah, like 80. This.
No, wait. Somebody else.
Are they keeping him out of the public eye?
He probably is. I mean, I don't think he's so rich.
Is he, though?
Yes. Huh. They had to buy his name for EA Sports.
Yeah.
Because people didn't know the game unless it had Madden.
That's
on
true.
It.
But by the way, nobody's going to care about Madden in the next 3 years. He hasn't been on TV in a while.
No, and that's what I do a little bit of at the show.
Yeah.
But it's like, and sometimes people are like, oh. And I don't even really want to do it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where if I don't, a lot of people get mad.
Yeah.
So just throw the thing out there. The thing I do on stage for the most part is the his video game. So I'm like, Super Mario Brothers would be great if he did play-by-play. Hey, Mario just ate a mushroom. He's two times bigger than he was a couple seconds ago. I mean, how are these bricks even there? You see him floating? I mean, I've never seen a brick float. I mean, why those turtles got hammers? I mean, if a turtle had a hammer, would he throw it on an arc? I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
That is amazing.
That is amazing. It's one of those that still, it's just a funny character. And it's
but it doesn't look like it's coming out of your head. That's right, the best part.
When I originally, I listened to the old ones. I was like, hey, folks, John Madden. I'm like, gosh, people put me on TV doing it like that.
And then it became the realistic one where it sounded a lot like what he.
And that's where Madden would call up or talk to stations and be like, why does that guy sound like me doing me and say things that I wouldn't say? And then it became the cartoon character that...
How do you not... I would do this for my own pleasure. I don't even have to tape it. I would just call people that might know him or restaurants in the town.
Because I always worry about getting found out.
Oh, who That's cares?
No, see, I do. I don't like to instigate like that. I just like to, be the guy on stage is more that than
if you weren't famous, if nobody knew who you were, and you
I
were
probably
just some guy.
Would if I had some, right. if I had that because I've got I did years and years ago got in trouble calling up a news station when he was on Monday Night Football,
right?
And I was like, I can't take it anymore. Al Michaels is pissing me off.
And they're like, is this John Madden?
Yeah, what do you want?
Have you been drinking, Mr. Madden?
A little bit.
That is the best.
Yeah.
That is the... I got calls from
PR people, like, you can't do that.
Oh,
like, I was kind of being... You know, there's some... That stuff works, and it's part of what's been my problem. I don't like to go out there and just cause trouble.
Yeah.
That's really what a lot of everything is in entertainment now.
Yes.
It's really not always. Oh, yeah. It's not always being funny. It's what trouble can you stir?
Sure.
So that's never been my nature.
Oh, I need to influence you better.
Yeah.
How great would it be at 84 years old to call John Madden at his house, have him answer? And tell him you're calling from the future. You could probably convince him.
You know, it's me from the future. It's you. What? It's you from the future. Yeah. It's like you're keeping us alive.
Just a few of us.
Yeah, just a few of us. They built a time capsule kind of thing, and you go in it. They had to rebuild it to make it a little bit bigger for you.
Yeah. Did Summerall make it? No.
No, he's not there. No, he's not here. No.
And Dick that's is
good.
Here.
Dick is here. He's still chewing the gum. Same piece of gum that he's chewing.
By the way, John Madden just turned 82, worth a little over $200 million.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of money.
I told you. It's crazy.
Yeah, I bought a city.
Yeah. Holy cow, that's a lot of money.
They said the peak of his broadcasting was $5 million a year, so he's making
And that
a
was
lot
years
of,
ago.
Yeah. Right.
And
then
Ace is the place.
That was great when it was him and Pat Summerall, because Pat Summerall, True Value Hardware.
Ace is the place. True Value. Ace is the place. True Value. I'll take you out with a hammer.
Who else does impressions that you're impressed with?
Oh, there's quite a few. I mean, there's people on... The thing about it now, because people send these to me all the time, and that's the thing. A friend of mine who's incredible is Ross Marquand. He's on Walking Dead.
Yes.
He's really insanely good.
Yeah.
Piotr Michael, who was one of the new Mad TV cast members.
Okay.
The deep voices he does are like, he's great at all of them, but it's like, and it was funny because I was texting back and forth with him. One time he's like, you're the guy I looked up to and watched. I was his Dana Carvey.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, man, you could have found some better people. But yeah, the guys like that. Then there's people like Elon Gold.
Elon Gold is great.
Is he? And he's never really gotten the chance to be seen as one of the greatest.
Elon Gold, Jeff Goldblum is fantastic.
Because it's like he's there.
Yes.
Right.
And somebody had told... somebody told him that I took, because I know Jeff Goldblum, but it's not as good, no. And I told him one time, I met him, and I said, your Jeff Goldblum's amazing. And he's like, thanks. I saw him outside of an audition or something like that. And later I was doing a Jeff Goldblum, and he thought I'd taken it from him. And I was like, no.
You took it from Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, here's how it went, because... I brought that up because I also did it, and yours was better.
Right.
And he's like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, I would never take. No, he was a great guy, but that happened. That used to happen where you would be known for an impression, and you kind of get to own the impression.
But now, Goldblum is one of those guys that everybody does.
But he was doing it before everybody.
Oh, really?
You go back and look, and the truth is he was doing it before. David Duchovny, I think, did it on Saturday Night Live, and he did... That was one of those things where they had the tape at Saturday Night Live of Elon Gold.
Oh, and followed
and
his,
he ends up doing, that happens all the time. So I don't know. It's but that's it. No more. I get people telling me that I stole John Madden from somebody. I'm like, no, I'm that guy who pigeonholed himself doing the John Madden in the first place.
Yeah, because I think somebody comes now and does Charles Barkley. I go, well, no, that's Frank's.
Right, and that there's so many. And there's bad Charles Barkleys, too, that are just average ones. And you go, do it well and find a take on it.
Right.
And then it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, what's your joke? And a lot of times it's just the same joke. I remember seeing a thing on Saturday Night Live years and years and years ago. They were doing a Monday Night Football thing. And it wasn't even Madden, but they're doing, you know, my joke with Madden Forever was the
quarterback, if he throws the ball and the receiver catches it in the end zone, that's a touchdown.
And they did that same line with somebody else. I'm like, come on.
Just that's taking it from your
if
thing.
If you're
going
to do the master of the obvious thing, at least do something else.
Yeah. That stinks.
That's the reality of it. That's
what about Craig Gass?
Gass is interesting.
No one could ever
say something nice.
Not just say something nice. Like everybody's like, oh, I like Craig, but it's something weird. There's something
there.
Well,
he came to a show, and you see how my voice gets high. Mm-hmm. He came to a show and asked me for a CD. He wanted the DVD. This is like 5, 10 years ago. Probably 10 years ago. He's like, can I have one of your DVDs? I'm like, no. Why? And then he wanted to go up before me and do a comedy. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do? He's like, well, impressions of like Sandler. And I'm like, well, no, that's what I'm going to. And Pacino. And I'm like, I'm going up there. That's what I'm going to do. And he didn't get it. I'm like, that's being the second ventriloquist. Once they see the first guy with the dummy up there, the second guy with the dummy doesn't seem so interesting.
Yeah.
So.
I ask about him because he has a couple that are just dead on. So
he does have some of the best. The Sam Kinison, the Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
Are two of best.
We had him do Tom Arnold to Steve-O. Well, Steve-O was in the studio with us. And we were like, hey, Tom Arnold's calling in. And Tom Arnold called in. It was gas from my office. But he called in like he had relapsed.
Oh, no.
Steve-O is like super straight now. And Steve-O and I are buddies. And he's like, I don't know. And he goes, Tom, are you on something now? He goes, I'm on everything. I got something from my valet guy, and we're just carrying on and on and on. And I'm like prolonging. And Steve-O's like, and I'm like, no, we gotta keep going. And Steve-O's like getting all crazy in his seat, and then Gas finally came in and let him in on it. That's one of the ones.
That's
that was great.
Incredible. I mean, those impressions. He's one of those that you listen to, and the dead on is like that's. For me, I don't even think I do that many dead-on impressions anymore. I try to make them characters and make them goofy.
Right.
The one, Morgan Freeman, you have to do that.
Ah, yes. That's when we realize that if you go off it, it's not quite as interesting.
It makes it work. And then what I started doing is combining characters. Like, instead of just Morgan Freeman, it was Tracy Morgan Freeman.
Right. That's just the way it was in Shawshank. I narrate everything. That was crazy. Andy Dufresne, he broke out of Shawshank prison. Why'd he do that?
It's so funny how you do even his shoulders.
Yeah.
And so, like, you do the face and everything to get the voice. But even his shoulders,
it worked. That's what it become.
I'm going to put a baby in you. I'm going to get you pregnant. I'm going to get you pregnant, Andy.
Andy.
Andy, you might be a man, but I'll get you pregnant in Shawshank.
We have Andy battles every once in a while. We do dueling Andys. He can do it pretty good. I can only say Andy. And then sometimes we'll just give the emotion, and we'll only get Andy. Like Spanish, give us an emotion.
Anger.
Who wants to start?
You.
Anger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy.
Andy.
Yeah. See, it's hard to do it,
no, give me another one. This is fun.
Yeah.
I just got Bobby Lee-ish.
Joy.
Andy. Now, see, my Andy's terrible. I'm just saying Andy.
Andy.
Andy Dufresne.
You need more of a scenario. Now, okay, Galvin, you and Andy are in a cell together, changing, and Andy accidentally rubs up against you shirtless, and you like it.
Andy.
Andy.
Why are we even trying against him?
I took some acting classes. Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty good.
The way I describe the acting classes to people is like, it's not the words you say, it's the meaning behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can mean the opposite. So you go, I hate you. And it means I love you, right? I mean, it's just like, that's the thing about, that's what I've learned from the acting classes.
That was very Richard Dreyfuss the way you just said that.
Yeah. Just trying. What I try to do is become the character.
Andy and Red are sharing a cell, and Andy made a number two but forgot to flush, and Red is very, very appalled by that.
Okay.
Andy.
Oh, he's mad.
Oh.
He's mad.
You could go the other way, I think. Andy.
Disappointed. I'm very disappointed. I did it one time in the shower. The echo was there. I was right. And I was watching on TV.
I was trying to figure what you did. There were three things that went through my mind.
I went, Andy. And I went, oh, my God. Andy. And I'm, like, loving it. My wife walks in. They go, listen. Andy. I go, is that good? She goes, that's great. And I go, who is it? She goes, Forrest Gump.
They're like, very similar, isn't
it? Shut up, yeah.
Life is like a box of chocolates. never know what you're going to get.
Can you, when you do that sometimes, like, can you get out of it? Like, or do you have a hard time? Because if I get it going, then I walk around the whole day like that. And I'm like, come on.
Okay, so that's where I was 25 years ago, 20 years ago. Probably I used to work at an indoor baseball softball place. We had those because we were in the Midwest.
Right.
And I would just walk around doing the character. It was Robin Williams at the time. Just going, oh, my goodness, what an amazing thing. You know, so I would do that all the time. And that's where I kind of learned to get into the characters and truly annoy people.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I used to do. And now it's not so much there.
I got nothing. One time on the show, I accidentally did Obama pretty good by accident. I can never
do that. That happens too, where I'll be on like the elliptical machine or something like that. I'll try something and I'll be like, this is it. In the shower, sometimes things sound so amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you get out and you're like, I can't. Wait, everybody, come to the shower with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this voice.
Oh, a couple of times I thought I could sing. From being like that echo, you hit you, and you're like, I could do this.
But it's weird to find, like I have trouble finding, and I've probably done this one for you, but like Robert Downey Jr., when people know it, they get it. People don't even know the names of actors anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you got to say Iron Man, Tony Stark, and then they get it. But the bit is that I do it, and I'm trying to get more out of it, is he's a human Twitter feed. He talks in 140 characters or less, and everything's about himself.
So
he'd be presenting an Academy Award, which is supposed to be about the nominees, but turn it back to him like, these people deserve your applause almost as much as I do. Hashtag awesome. So it's but it's trying to find how else to make that work throughout the show. And then people don't get it because it kind of sounds like me to start with.
Right.
So they don't know if it's me just being somewhat sassy or doing the impression. So
what do you have now that you're anybody you work on? Or
I haven't been because I've been working on this other, you know, trying to just material. Be more me. And even if it's not material, if it's just stuff in between and segues, that's kind of where I'm starting and just getting people on board to understand who I am and where I'm coming from.
Right.
And then work the jokes in. I mean, the Fortnite stuff's definitely going to end up being just a bit because it's just taking over.
Yeah.
I can't.
But it's unbelievable how you described it exactly the way my house is.
And you don't believe that anybody else. I was the same way you were. I don't believe. Then you talk to the other parents.
Yeah.
And the other parents are like, oh, no, we hear your son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your son. They should put headphones on. Our kids do have headphones. And like, our kids are doing the same thing. And I go, why can't I hear your kids?
Yeah.
What kind of headphones do you have? Like $300 headphones? Like, that's why. We have like the $50 headphones.
Does your son freak out if you try to talk to him while he's got his headphones on and his friends could hear you talk?
He gets weird.
Yeah.
He definitely gets weird. Like I'm not supposed to be there.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You used to think walking into a 13-year-old's room, you're going to be interrupting something else. Yeah. Like 13 years old, that's where I was.
My wife came in. I was in the dining room, and my wife came in, and she was laughing so hard that she couldn't finish. And I go, why? And she's trying to tell me the story. She goes, I just walked in Joey's room, and she starts laughing. And I go, oh, God, she's going to say that she interrupted something.
Right.
And she goes, and I walked in the bathroom. So there was a problem a couple of days ago where the toilet was clogged up, and I unclogged it, and then nobody cleaned it. So my wife saw it, and she got mad. So she walked in my son's room, and she goes, Joey, did you have diarrhea? He was on his head.
Oh, no.
She goes, he threw it off, and he's like, I'm talking to my friend. She said, he's never been more horrified. And she couldn't stop laughing as a result because we're excellent parents.
The other thing is walking in and being on camera because they're on whatever the thing, you know, not FaceTime.
That's when you just
one,
drop your pants.
Yeah, where you're just like, I don't want to be on camera. Yeah. Or the worst worst case of sign language where they have the headphones on and you're like, and you're signing and they're like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, they do. He does that all the time. The mime moves.
Right.
And I'm like, take the headphone off.
Right. Just
like
mute
it. He will literally run out of his room, grab some food, like scarf it like a dog, and then try and bring half of it back. And my wife be like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm in the middle of the game.
In a match.
Yeah.
In a match.
I got to get back."
I said to him the other day, I had a good common sense talk with him. I go, listen, I'm pretty lenient with a lot of stuff, okay? And I said, and you have one advantage that most of your friends probably don't have is that I like to play video games. So if I ask you to do something and you're like, I'm in the middle of a match, I respect that. I will let you finish that match. I said, but then after that 10, 15 minutes goes by, you better get moving. I don't want to have to tell you again. But a few fathers will take, like if I told my father, give me 15 minutes, I'm in the middle of a match, he would have pulled it right out of the wall.
Yeah, there is that. There's that whole thing. And my son does this. He had done this for a while, where he wanted me to watch him play NBA 2K.
Yeah.
Like he was the character. Right. Like, I love to go watch you play basketball.
Uh-huh. Right.
But in the game, you're not the character.
No.
That's not you. That guy is 7 foot and can do things you will never be able to do.
Yeah.
And he would say, did you see that shot? I'm like, it's programmed. Yeah. Somebody wrote code to make that happen. That's not you, exerting physical strength of any sort.
Give a trophy afterwards.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of listening to somebody explain their dreams to you, watching them play video games.
Yeah.
Right.
And then what he'll do, he won't just, like we were lazy, we would play video games. He watches people play
video games. Yeah, all
watches YouTube videos of people playing for hours.
Crazy. Yeah.
But then he has like crazy amounts of knowledge. Like he knows everything that happened in the Apple keynotes, you know.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And I'm like, what is that? Well, the bevel's going to be different this year. I'm like, where did that voice come from? Mm-hmm. That's your Nintendo guy.
Do you know about this? And nerds, don't get mad at me if I say this wrong. I'm going by what an 11-year-old explained to me. So they were playing the other day, and they're over. I think it was like over Easter break. Do you know about this? There's a thing on there called something Towers. Twisted Towers is one of the little cities that they play in. And when they went, so the whole idea of this game, if you don't know, you jump out of a plane or something onto a map area.
Yeah.
And then you play in that area.
And it's 100 people, right?
Yes. And you want to be the last one alive. But when you jump off the plane, there was some vibration in the controller. And some nerd figured out that the vibration was Morse code. And they were sending Morse code messages saying that something's happening to the tower area. I know you nerds are like, you got it all wrong, but I'm explaining it to adults. It's all we need to know. So they have a fireball, a meteor coming from the sky, and it's going to destroy this land on a certain date this month. And they were sending messages through Morse code, and some nerd actually cracked it. So my son had no idea what Morse code was until this. So in a way, I kind of am enjoying the way they're introducing some of this stuff to them. You know, it could be educational if you really look at it.
It
that
is
way.
The greatest scam though in the history. Drug dealers wish they had that much to introduce it for free.
Free, yeah.
And then slowly bring prices up. And what happened was famous people started playing it.
Yeah.
Like a lot of professional athletes started playing. And that's where, Drake was playing somebody, Juju Smith-Schuster or somebody. And that became like the most watched video game ever or something like that. So
All the Mike Evans from the Bucks tweeted at them the other day. He was like, "Hey, Fortnite, this missile thing is getting to be too much." I'm like, "He's playing Fortnite."
Everybody. But remember, we forget this too. You watch the NFL, you watch the NBA. They're kids. You forget that because you think of these guys as like multi millionaires now.
20-year-olds.
They're 22 years old at most. You know, they're just they are the same as our kids. They're closer to our kids.
Yep.
Than they are us. Oh, totally.
Goddamn.
Don't you remember the Patriots brought in people to teach Tom Brady how to communicate with the rookies?
Right.
I mean, it's like Belichick gets it. Listen, this is how we're going to do Fortnite. We're going to breathe. It's crazy.
Oh, this is Frank Kelly. I know he's hanging out with us. He's going to be doing comedy at the Capitol Theater on June 9th. Tickets are available now, but he's just hanging out with us. When we come back, we're going to play a game. You want to play a game with us?
Yeah, I love games. I usually get destroyed by you in the game.
Well, you're going to like this one. This is a new one. We'll do a little Read My Lips with Frank.
Oh, okay.
We'll do that next when we come back. It's Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.